6 months later by Knowledge the Wordsmith. And this is dated April 7th, 2024. Before 1948, Palestine was the British Mandate of Palestine. Before 1299, it was a bunch of caliphates and sultanates from 629. From a purely historical perspective, Israel predates Palestine by more than a millennium, but you need to understand that the Jewish people were dispersed from their homeland. Knowledge the Wordsmith dropping the information. For more than a millennium, Palestine became home to a substantial Arab population. The British promised the establishment of a Jewish national home in Ottoman-controlled Palestine in order to win Jewish support for Britain's First World War efforts. So in 1917, Britain drew up the British Balfour Declaration. Since then, Israel has violated 28 resolutions of the United Nations. April 9th, Deir Yassin was a village they chose to decimate. The State of Israel was established the 15th of May, 1948. The Palestinians were vanquished. A Palestinian state was not established. Israel attacked the USS Liberty. They said it was a mistake due to their confusion about the ship's identity. America was less than thrilled. 34 U.S. Navy soldiers aboard the ship were killed. Netanyahu left Palestinians in critical condition. A hardened professional criminal who bribed and bullied the U.S. and Western world into complete submission. Netanyahu is a man of sin. He's right up there with Mao, Hitler, and Stalin. Israel is the dog and America is the tail. Palestinians, you must prevail. Netanyahu won't stop until he's made every Palestinian disappear. And he's succeeding because the U.S. provided him with military hardware. Netanyahu is a man of sin. He's pushed hundreds of thousands to the brink of famine. Even the U.S., Israel's staunchest ally, has voiced reservations. Deep concern was expressed by the U.S. and humanitarian organizations. Only the U.S. government refuses to acknowledge Israel's international criminality. But the death and carnage is now so massive, the Zionist White House is now forced to acknowledge Israel's crimes against humanity. Israel has destroyed or severely damaged most of Gaza's life-sustaining infrastructure, including hospitals and agriculture. Israel's high-ranking officials called for violent annihilation of the Palestinian population. It's not something you can hide. It's a call for genocide. What I'm saying isn't a fabricated intervention. Israel has violated 3 of the 5 acts listed under the Genocide Convention. Here's the scoop. The overwhelming nature and scale of Israel's assault on Gaza and the destructive conditions of life it has inflicted reveal an intent to physically destroy Palestinians as a group. Palestinians reduced to tears, the ethnic cleansing and genocide has continued unabated for 75 years. Israel attacked the American naval vessel, the USS Liberty, in an overt attempt to sink the ship to the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. The evil that men do. Israel wounded over 70% of the ship's crew. Israel was held guiltless, zero accountability. They weren't even required to reunite each victim's family. From Israel, no remuneration. America paid the compensation. Truth unfurled. The Zionist state of Israel is one of the most monstrous terrorist states in the world. Isn't it a holocaust if 5 million Palestinians have been murdered by Israel since 1948? Let that sink in. It's a fact on which you should meditate. Millions more have been subjected to the worst kind of inhumanity, rape, pillage, plunder, land theft, kidnapping, beating, torture, imprisonment, dismemberment, and separation of family.